This audio track goes with the Grammar Checker program instructions, the one that's used to write descriptions of ratios. You print out the handout, and this audio will go along with that handout slide by slide. Slide 2. Our goal is to write accurate statements about percentages and rates as they would be presented in statements, tables, and graphs. This web-based drill program will give you immediate feedback and help you improve your writing. Do not use Firefox, Safari, or Chrome. You must use Internet Explorer so the program formats properly. Go to www.statlet.org/GC, GC for Grammar Checker. Print out the writing description PowerPoint handout. Slide 3 shows you the screenshot of what you'll see when you go to the Statlet/GC slide. The bottom part there are the writing drills. We're involved in the first one, writing descriptions. Print out the handout, number 3. You're listening to the audio right next to it. And you're going to run the program, writing descriptions, slide 4. The procedure is a 6-step procedure. 1, enter your username. 2, select the problem type. Study the task. We'll review the others as we go through this. Slide 5. Type in your name. And step 2, select the problem type. For right now, we're just going to take the defaults to get started. Step 3 in slide 6. Study the problem. In this case, you're asked to describe the ratio that's presented in the graph shown. And you enter your answer in a text box immediately below the graph. Slide 7. You've entered your writing. You go to the right and press the Analyze Answer button. The computer springs into action, decodes your writing. It's not a formula or a template based. It takes the words and puts them into phrases into clauses, and tries to make sense out of it. There are a lot of ways to write good descriptions. And it comes back with an answer, an analysis of your writing. You study that writing to see what you've done wrong. Slide 8. In some cases, you're not going to understand the feedback. It's giving you minimal feedback. This is like a tutor. You say, you know, maybe I've tried it a couple times. Give me a detailed analysis of how you see what I've written. And it's, so you do the more detail button on the far right. It's still not working well. And you say to the program, look, how do you see what I've written in terms of parts and wholes? Press the P's and W's button, and down at the very bottom, it's going to give you feedback. Well, based on what you're writing, this is how I'm interpreting it, part and whole basis. So you're trying to write, finally you're getting frustrated. In the bottom left-hand corner is a show and answer button. Just show me an example of a right one, and the program will come back with one way to do it correctly. That's the basic routine. Now on slide 11, when you finished with one problem, you go to the upper right-hand corner, hit the button for a new problem, you study it, you write your answer, you hit the Analyze button, you look at the results. This is the basic core of how the program works. Now in step 5, you can also select different types of programs. We've got sources of pie charts, bar charts, tables, or statements. And in the following slides, we've got examples of each. Slide 12, a pie chart, asking you to write in percentage grammar. Slide 14, a bar graph, asking you for answers in percent grammar. Slide 15, a table with 100% at the bottom of each column, asking you to describe it using percentage grammar. Slide 16, a full two-way table, no 100% showing, it's asking you to describe it using percentage grammar. Slide 17, statements. You're given it, say, in percent grammar, and you're asked to convert to percentage grammar. Slide 18, drill on this until you get pretty good, not perfect. We don't have a lot of problems here. Come back later and see how it works. You can pick up the program, do it as often as you want. The program doesn't have a spell check, so always check your spelling. Thank you.